How do you learn Buddhist meditation? If you're reading this article, you might have come across several book lists on the subject by now. But I can tell that the number of items in them felt a bit overwhelming, especially for a beginner. This is why I picked three essential reads that will teach you all the basics you need to know. As you'll notice, not all of them are about meditation. This is done for the simple reasons that any meditation technique you might try should be preceded by a clear understanding of what the Buddha taught and the importance of ethics and morality in your spiritual journey. So here are the three best Buddhist meditation books for beginners you need to read. 1. What the Buddha Taught. What the Buddha Taught is a reliable introduction to the complexities of Buddhism. It persistently enjoys popularity in colleges and contains a selection of texts from the original Pali scriptures. The author of the book, Venerable Walpola Rahula, is a scholar monk who trained in the Theravada tradition in Ceylon. Through a clear overview of ancient texts, he discovers a kernel of truth hidden beneath the umbrella of teachings, customs, and beliefs that is Buddhism. Learn it first, then move comfortably on to other Buddhist works. The author writes, Buddhism is neither pessimistic nor optimistic. If anything at all, it is realistic, for it takes a realistic view of life and of the world. It looks at things objectively, Yathabuddham. It does not falsely lull you into living in a fool's paradise, nor does it frighten and agonize you with all kinds of imaginary fears and sins. It tells you exactly and objectively what you are and what the world around you is, and shows you the way to perfect freedom, peace, tranquility, and happiness. 2. For a future to be possible, Buddhist ethics for everyday life. In this book, Zen master and peace activist Thich Nhat Hanh argues for the universal applicability of the five mindfulness trainings: not to kill, not to steal, not to commit adultery, not to lie, not to take intoxicants. The author explains how people can come together around these trainings to explore a compassionate and a healthy way of life. For the future to be possible also includes insights from other Western meditation teachers, such as Jack Kornfield, Joan Halifax, Chan Kong, and others. The author writes, 2,500 years ago, the Buddha offered certain guidelines to his lay students to help them live peaceful, wholesome, and happy lives. They were the five wonderful precepts, and at the foundation of each of these precepts is mindfulness. With mindfulness, we are aware of what is going on in our bodies, our feelings, our minds, and the world, and we avoid doing harm to ourselves and others. 3. Buddhist meditation, tranquility, imagination, and insight. Buddhist Meditation by Komala Shila is a simple and accessible book that will improve your mental health and well-being. It starts by introducing you to mindfulness of breathing and loving kindness, two basic meditation techniques that I covered on my blog and recommend based on my own practice. But it doesn't end there and goes on to explain, among other things, how to overcome hindrances to mental clarity and develop your daily meditation practice. You will greatly enjoy reading this comprehensive guide to the theory and methods of Buddhist meditation. The author writes, I would like this book to be two things: an introduction to the basic meditation practices of Buddhism and the ideas underlying them, and a reference manual to help meditators deepen their commitment to practicing the Buddhist path.